AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has declared a state of emergency with 8 storm-related deaths in her state.
We are committed from state level, federal level, and certainly on the local level to help the people of our state get back on their feet.
Powerful storms left a wide trail of destruction across Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Arkansas resident Justin Hurst tells KATV his home in Marion County was destroyed.
We felt it hit the house and just felt it started sucking air up through the walls and the windows. Heard the roof go.
At a news conference carried Sunday by WFAA, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said those affected by the storm need the prayers of everyone in the state.
The hopes and dreams of Texas families and small businesses have literally been crushed.
I'm Donna Warder.
We're just in that basketball great Bill Walton has died. Walton starred for the UCLA Bruins before becoming a basketball Hall of Famer, then a broadcaster. He was 71 years old and had a prolonged fight with cancer. The family of golfing competitor Grayson Murray says his death was by suicide on Saturday. The 30-year-old had just withdrawn from a PGA Tour event. President Biden honored America's fallen troops this Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery.
To everyone who has lost and loved someone in the service of our country, to everyone with a loved one still missing or unaccounted for, I know how hard it can be.
Israel's president now calls it a grave mistake that airstrikes landed on a Rafah refugee tent camp, killing at least 24 people. Ukraine's president is in Madrid seeking support for the effort against Russia. This is AP News. Government offices and courts are closed for Memorial Day, but tomorrow could bring closing arguments in the hush money trial against Donald Trump.
The testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial is all wrapped up after more than 4 weeks and nearly 24 witnesses, most of them for the prosecution. And none of them Donald Trump for the defense, meaning the case heads into the pivotal final stretch of closing arguments, jury deliberations, and possibly a verdict. It's impossible to say how long all of that will take, but in a landmark trial, this week could easily be the most important. Julie Walker, New York.
The World Health Organization is now holding an annual meeting with government ministers, hoping to reinforce global preparedness for the next pandemic after failures were detected from COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.